Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. TFH.
Well, only blizzard warnings and winter weather advisories for parts of Kansas today, so snowing like hell here in the foothills of Colorado, I can tell you. So, I guess it is the last of January. We shouldn't be surprised by this.
No, we can get a pop-up storm now and then. North of here is where it's supposed to be maybe worse. But drizzle and freezing drizzle, no joke either. So,
no.
Friday night, Friday afternoon, rained for a couple of hours, and then the snow came down, and then a front came through and just froze everything solid. And so Saturday morning was kind of tough, but now it melted, thawed, and now it's just kind of a slushy mess out there here. So,
good.
But, yeah, you're right.
Just in time for the next round of snow. There
January
you go.
22nd, what are you going to do?
Exactly.
Hey, Jason, thanks for hanging through the break. What do you got?
Yeah, so not to beat a dead horse here with the passenger birds call, but I think two things that I was thinking. Number one, I think they need to make pass interference calls reviewable in the sense of, you know, Peyton should have been able to throw his flag on that one, his challenge flag. I know they call those judgment calls, but there's so many of them, and there's such an impact to them. The fact that you get the, you know, on a pass interference call, or in this case, non-pass interference call, it makes a huge difference in yardage. I think the second thing is, and this is probably not the most popular opinion, but missed calls or bad calls are just part of the game. I mean, it's a part of the history of the game, and it's whether you say basketball, football, baseball, whatever it is, that's just part of it, and it's unfortunate, and sometimes it causes teams, you know, to end up losing where they might have been able to win, but that's just part of it, and so, you know, in my opinion, I think that's just something that it's part of it. And I think every fan can point back to, you know, games in their franchise's history that was messed up by an official.
By a bad call. Yeah. Hey, how many challenges do you want to give a coach, Jason? For example, if we make pass interference reviewable, as many as he wants or just a couple what?
No, I think the way they have it now where they have two, and if you win the first one, or if you – I guess you lose the first one, you still have – or you win the first one, you get two more.
Something like that,
keep that. I think they should keep it the way they have it, but I just think they need to open it up to that because, man, the impact of that where you get the – you know, let's say they call pass interference, that's however many yards you threw the ball down the field.
Right, spot
and
foul.
That's huge. Maybe if they go college style and change it to where it's only 15 yards, you know, that's a whole nother story. But maybe if they do that, maybe that changes things a little bit. So, but anyway,
Jason. And I don't
Jason.
I don't blame Nickell Roby, whatever his name is, for blowing up Tommy Lee Lewis because he was trying to prevent a touchdown. He got beat.
Sure,
you know, so I don't begrudge him. But the fact that everybody saw it except for six sets of eyes wearing the stripes or how many of them there are out there, it ripped off New Orleans potentially.
Well, and here's the thing, and Jason's very sensible in his approach, and I appreciate that. But what we're asking and thinking about here is to allow the NFL to go to review calls that weren't called.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're reviewing calls that were called. You got to have a call on the field to review. Are we going to really make the jump to plays that weren't called, where there was no call at all? Because now you're bringing in an entirely different layer. Now, we had a totally obvious situation in the game Sunday with New Orleans and the Rams. But most calls in the NFL are measured in degrees, in very small degrees that could go one way or the other. That one would have taken no time at all. You throw the flag, cooler heads prevail, we missed the call, it's pass interference. But 90% of the calls don't go that, aren't that way at all, are they? And if we're going to bring non-calls, no calls into it, my goodness, you talk about mucking up the field. I don't know. It's a very difficult proposition. You want the right calls to be made, and maybe there's got to be a way to arrive at that play not happening in the game, in the Saints game.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be an avenue that allows that wrong to be righted during the course of the game.
Yep. Earl, do you have a suggestion for us, sir?
Well, you know, you guys are kind of acting like the omnipotent NFL eye cures all, but I would say that they actually get a lot of their reviews wrong, things that I don't agree with. There was a catch, they called a catch by Hogan, that the ball came through his arms, hit the ground, and still was moving across his chest in the Chiefs game that they called a catch. That all year long, and I tend to watch a little of the National Football League, that has not been a catch. That a ball that Edelman, his thumb bends back on one replay, that on the field it's called he touched it, and they come up with a way to reverse that. So, you know, in the booth, if you listen to announcers, they almost have a coin flip. Are they going to reverse it or are they not? There's no absolution even through that. So let's put our brakes on that. All of a sudden there's this beautiful answer, some absolution to get stuff right, because even with replays, they don't get it right.
Well, thanks for the call. I happen to disagree with
cases,
on both. I thought Hogan caught
disagree.
It. I didn't think Edelman touched it, but that's just my
Gene
opinion.
Gene Steratore got both of those calls right in the bot. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think he got both of them right.
Who was it a couple of years ago that got all of them wrong? Was that Mike Carey?
Yeah, right.
That couldn't, like, almost every time they asked him a question, he got it totally wrong.
But Steratore, I think he overturned the call on Edelman, and he called the catch on Hogan, good.
Mm-hmm.
So he would, I believe, in both of those cases. Earl's right.
Let's get
Jason's
to the Cindio question really quick because we're running out of time and we got Eddie online. What's the best part about going to the Super Bowl party? At KFH Radio is where you can find this. You can vote and retweet. The snacks and the drinks, the commercials, squares or prop bets, or the halftime show. Vote and retweet at KFH Radio. What's the best part about going to a Super Bowl party? All right, Eddie. What do you got?
Hey, just real quick, and I'll keep it brief, and I'll listen. I don't have the answers, but there is one thing I know that they can do about instant replay and reviews. They can speed up the process. How many times have we watched something, and the announcers announcing the game have already said before the referee gets over to the sideline, oh, yeah, that's not a catch, or it is a catch, or it's a fumble, or whatever. We have to sit here and wait for him to run over there, lick underneath the monitor, watch that, and then come back. I just think they could speed it up a little bit. That was a thought.
Thanks, Eddie. You remember back in the day when the officials went under the hood, it went black after a certain amount of time. Like you only have this amount of time to watch it and then make up your mind and let's get on with it. Dan Israel coming up next. One last Chiefs chat. Sports Daily continues.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.